Chapter 14. One day, Jonathan, the son of Saul, said to the attendant carrying his weapons,
"Come, and let us cross over to the Philistine outpost on the other side."
But he did not tell his father. Saul was staying on the outskirts of Gibeah, under the pomegranate tree in Migron, and there were about 600 men with him. And Ahijah, the son of Ahitub, the brother of Ichabod, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the priest of Jehovah in Shiloh, was carrying the ephod. And the people did not know that Jonathan had gone. Now between the passages that Jonathan was trying to cross over to reach the outpost of the Philistines, there was a tooth-like crag on one side and a tooth-like crag on the other side. The name of the one was Bozez, and the name of the other was Sina. The one crag was a pillar on the north, facing Michmash, and the other was on the south, facing Geba. So Jonathan said to his armor-bearer,
"Come, and let us cross over to the outpost of these uncircumcised men. Perhaps Jehovah will act in our behalf, for nothing can hinder Jehovah from saving by many or by few."
At this his armor-bearer said to him,
"Do whatever your heart impels you to do. Turn wherever you wish, and I will follow you wherever your heart impels you."
Then Jonathan said,
"We will cross over to those men and reveal our presence to them. If they say to us, 'Stand still until we come to you,' we will stand where we are and not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up against us,' we will go up, because Jehovah will give them into our hand. This will be our sign."
Then both of them revealed their presence to the outpost of the Philistines. The Philistines said,
"Look, the Hebrews are coming out from the holes where they have been hiding."
So the men of the outpost said to Jonathan and his armor-bearer,
"Come up to us, and we will teach you a lesson."
At once Jonathan said to his armor-bearer,
"Follow me, for Jehovah will give them into the hand of Israel."
And Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet, and his armor-bearer was behind him. And the Philistines began to fall before Jonathan, and his armor-bearer was putting them to death behind him. In the first attack that Jonathan and his armor-bearer made, they struck down about 20 men within about half the plowing line in an acre of field. Then terror spread in the field camp, and among all the people of the outpost, and even the raiding parties were terrified. The earth began quaking, and a terror from God ensued. Saul's watchmen in Gibeah of Benjamin saw that the turmoil was spreading in every direction. Saul said to the people with him,
"Take a count, please, and see who has left us."
When they took the count, they saw that Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. Saul now said to Ahijah,
"Bring the ark of the true God near."
For the ark of the true God was with the Israelites at that time. And while Saul was speaking to the priest, the turmoil in the camp of the Philistines was growing greater and greater. Then Saul said to the priest,
"Stop what you are doing."
So Saul and all the people with him assembled and went into the battle, where they found that the Philistines had turned their swords against one another, and the confusion was very great. Also, the Hebrews who had previously sided with the Philistines and who had come up with them into the camp were going over to Israel under Saul and Jonathan. All the men of Israel who had hidden in the mountainous region of Ephraim heard that the Philistines had fled, and they too joined in pursuing them in the battle. So Jehovah saved Israel on that day, and the battle extended as far as Beth-Aven. But the men of Israel were hard pressed on that day, for Saul had put the people under this oath,
"Cursed is the man who eats any food before the evening, and until I have taken vengeance on my enemies."
So none of the people ate any food. And all the people came into the forest, and there was honey on the ground. When the people came into the forest, they saw the honey dripping, but no one would put his hand to his mouth, because they feared the oath. But Jonathan had not heard his father put the people under an oath. So he stretched out the tip of the staff that was in his hand and dipped it into the honeycomb. When he drew his hand back to his mouth, his eyes brightened. At this, one of the people said,
Your father put the people under a strict oath, saying, 'Cursed is the man who eats food today.' That is why the people are so tired."
However, Jonathan said,
"My father has brought great trouble on the land. Look at how my eyes brightened because I tasted this little bit of honey. How much better if the people had eaten freely today from the spoil of their enemies that they found, for then the slaughter of the Philistines would have been even greater."
On that day, they kept striking down the Philistines from Michmash to Aijalon, and the people became very tired. So the people began rushing greedily at the spoil, and they took sheep and cattle and calves and slaughtered them on the ground, and they ate the meat along with the blood. So it was reported to Saul,
"Look, the people are sinning against Jehovah by eating meat with the blood."
At this he said,
"You have acted faithlessly. Roll a large stone to me immediately."
Saul then said,
"Spread out among the people and say to them, 'Each of you must bring his bull and his sheep and slaughter them here, and then eat them. Do not sin against Jehovah by eating meat with the blood.'"
So each of them brought his bull with him that night and slaughtered it there. And Saul built an altar to Jehovah. This was the first altar he built to Jehovah. Saul later said,
"Let us go down after the Philistines by night and plunder them until the morning light. We will not leave a single survivor."
To this they said,
"Do whatever seems good in your eyes."
Then the priest said,
"Let us approach the true God here."
And Saul inquired of God,
"Should I go down after the Philistines? Will you give them into the hand of Israel?"
But God did not answer him on that day. So Saul said,
"Come here, all you chiefs of the people, and find out what sin has been committed today. For as surely as Jehovah is alive, who rescued Israel, even if it turns out to be Jonathan, my son, he must die."
But none of the people would answer him. Then he said to all Israel,
"You will be on one side, and my son Jonathan and I will be on the other side."
At this the people said to Saul,
"Do whatever seems good in your eyes."
Saul then said to Jehovah,
"O God of Israel, answer with the Thummim."
Then Jonathan and Saul were selected, and the people went free. Saul now said,
"Cast lots to decide between me and my son Jonathan."
And Jonathan was selected. Then Saul said to Jonathan,
"Tell me, what have you done?"
So Jonathan told him,
"I merely tasted a little honey on the tip of the staff in my hand. Here I am. I am ready to die."
At this Saul said,
"Thus may God do, and may he add to it, if you do not die, Jonathan."
But the people said to Saul,
"Should Jonathan die, the one who brought this great victory to Israel? It is unthinkable.
As surely as Jehovah is alive, not even a single hair of his head should fall to the ground, for it was with God that he acted this day."
With that, the people rescued Jonathan, and he did not die. So Saul stopped pursuing the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own territory. Saul secured the kingship over Israel and fought against all his enemies on every side, against the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Edomites, the kings of Zobah, and the Philistines. And wherever he went, he defeated them. And he fought bravely and conquered the Amalekites and rescued Israel from the hand of their plunderers. The sons of Saul were Jonathan, Ishvi, and Malchishua. And he had two daughters. The name of the older one was Merab, and the name of the younger one, Michal. The name of Saul's wife was Ahinaam, the daughter of Ahimaaz. The name of the chief of his army was Abner, the son of Ner, the uncle of Saul. Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was the son of Abiel. There was fierce warfare with the Philistines all the days of Saul. When Saul saw any strong or courageous man, he would recruit him into his service.